3 o'clock route. No. Okay, I'm going to go through this again.
I'll turn it on.
Lindsay. Momo, Mike.
I was just growling by myself. Nobody could hear me.
So yesterday we came in with a song called Watermelon Sugar by Harry Styles. I mislabeled it and said it was from Justin Bieber. But Justin Bieber has a song where he sings about peaches, and so it was a fruit thing. And I mixed up the fruits. I didn't mix up Bieber and Harry Styles. I mixed up watermelon and peaches. Does that make sense?
No, you did mix up the artists.
Yeah, we mixed up the artists.
Yeah, you did. Not the fruits.
We thought Bieber was saying watermelon sugar.
Yeah. Correct. And that's Harry.
Yeah, that's Harry.
Watermelon sugar, yeah. And then Bieber is peaches. I got my peaches down in Georgia.
Yeah,
I
but
get
you,
my weed in California.
Nice songs. They ain't exactly give me shelter, are they? Is that what you listen to, Mace?
Yeah.
I hear it. I hear it on the Kiss FM all the time.
Where
when
have
I
all the great artists
there?
Gone?
There are a lot of great artists out there, Michael.
There are no great groups anymore like they used
to be. Stop looking at yesteryear and thinking everything. Every old person, it was always used to be better.
You had higher standards, higher quality, right?
No. There's great music being made today.
Like who? Who do you compare to the Stones today?
Foo Fighters.
To the Stones and Beatles?
No.
Foo Fighters.
To U2? You compare them to U2?
U2.
I would take Foo Fighters and U2 over the Stones. I'm not a Stones guy. I'm not a Stones fan. They're playing SoFi in October.
They are? That's right.
I think that's still on.
That's right. Charlie Watts can't make it. He was sick.
Yeah, no, they just prop him up.
These guys are still alive?
Oh, Charlie Watts? Oh, yeah.
We're not sure.
They're all 80 years old and
we're not
good.
Sure if Charlie Watts is still alive. They just prop him up.
When will it be too old for them to be on stage, Mace? Even if they're healthy, but when will it be too old?
I would say 2018.
I mean, let's say they're 85 and 87. Would we still want to go see them perform?
Michael, I'm not a Stone. Would you want to go see them perform at 80?
In their mid-80s?
In their mid-80s?
I mean, Keith Richards is 78, so that means Jagger's 78 also. I think it might be too.
The oldest person I ever saw in concert, I think, was...
Had to be George Burns.
No, it was not George Burns. It was Leonard Cohen. Leonard Cohen was like 70-something when I saw him in concert. He was great. I think there should be a cutoff age.
Yeah,
a cutoff
for the Stones. It's got to be.
And trust me, Michael, there's great music being made today. Hello. It's me.
Oh, jeez.
What? What's wrong with this one?
Wrong with that?
That's not Sympathy for the Devil.
Oh, stop.
Put the other Adele one on. The Adele one that I like. Momo likes this one, too. This is the When You Were Young.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You're just like a movie. You're just like a song. Come on, Michael.
That's not the Supremes, baby.
Yeah, this is
just like
this
a movie.
Good.
Just like a song.
I want to sing.
Oh, you can hit that in any piano bar.
But can she hit this note?
No, she can sing. I know that.
All right.
I can go to church and hear someone sing as good as her.
She's so good.
Yeah, she is. I feel like she can't sing. I'm just going to hear that in church.
So... Quarterback evaluation.
Yes, let's do it. Let me give you my record on quarterback evaluations.
Okay, so, Michael, I want to ask you, first of all, I want to read you some scouting reports on a particular quarterback who's been drafted in the last few years.
All right.
Okay, I'll read. God, I will not be able to.
Don't tell me his name. Let me see if I can figure out who it is, and you give me the scouting report.
All right.
Okay. He was considered to be the best pocket passer in the 2018 draft by many experts. Many experts thought he could be the best of the quarterback class in 2018. He was cut today by the San Francisco 49ers. He was originally drafted by the Arizona Cardinals. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Josh Rosen, of course.
Josh Rosen, exactly.
Yeah. Yep.
Now, Josh Rosen, Arizona traded up to get Josh Rosen, right?
Yep.
They traded up to get him at 10. If you look at the quarterback draft, it went Baker Mayfield at 1, Sam Darnold at 3, Josh Allen at 7, and at 10, Josh Rosen. Now, how do these so-called experts, scouts, all these, how do they get it so wrong? How do they get it so right with Baker Mayfield and Josh Allen and so wrong? Well, I guess Sam Darnold, jury's still out, but so wrong with our Josh Rosen?
Well, because some of these quarterback evaluators are stuck in the Bill Polian era, where you have to be 6'4" and statuesque and stand in the pocket type of quarterback. Those days are over with, baby. You've got the new Fields. What's Fields' first
Justin.
Name? Justin Fields. You got the Justin Fields' of the world. You got Lamar Jackson. You got Watson in Houston. You got mobile quarterbacks. Even Herbert. Herbert's a guy who can run around. He's an athlete. The game has changed so much because you got a bunch of these Miles Garretts and these Khalil Macks coming on around the edge. You better be able to move. Standing in the pocket like Tom Brady used to, those days are over with. Even though Brady can still do it, but now you need quarterbacks who can be just as athletic as the guys who are chasing him.
Right. And by the way, in that draft went your top quarterback, Lamar Jackson, went at number 32.
I was preaching to the world, you better draft this kid number two. Who was the number one pick that year?
Was number one pick was Mayfield.
Yeah, Mayfield. I was thinking he should have even put up there. I said, I was axing on the air, why isn't he on the same scale with Mayfield? I was axing people at Ramona, but nobody would listen to me, including Steve Mason. Thought I was ridiculous for hyping up Lamar Jackson.
I love Lamar.
No, you didn't.
I just didn't think he was a top 10 pick. I'm going to be honest. I've been proven to be wrong.
Did you ever watch him play at Louisville?
Of course.
Didn't you see the great throws he was making on target?
Like,
didn't you
like
see his feet and
like
you didn't
pinball.
Think he was a top 10 talent?
Yeah, it was like pinball. I thought he was unbelievable. I didn't know if he was durable enough to play at the next level.
Oh, please. Everybody can get hurt. Cam Newton, the most physical quarterback in the world, has gotten hurt. Anybody can get hurt. Come on.
I think that, you know what I really think? I think a lot of quarterback evaluators, we tend to just trust them blindly.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to trust the draft evaluations and the consensus picks. And a lot of teams do, too. A lot of teams rely on that. And generally speaking, it goes according to play. Because I know how the guys do it on the NBA side, at least. I know Mike Schmitz and Jonathan Givony and all our guys. They talk to the teams. They talk to the scouts. Like, they're not just doing their own evaluation and saying, this is what I think. They think what they think, but they also talk to everybody. So generally speaking, those mock drafts are pretty good.
You know who else I was high on when he was in college?
Who?
His senior year?
Who?
Mace won't believe this, but Mace, I was wondering, why isn't anybody higher on Tom Brady?
Really?
You were not.
You didn't know me back then, Mace, but I'm telling
Michael, there is no way you scouted a sixth-round backup quarterback from Michigan.
I'm from the Big
there
Ten.
There is no way.
I watched Big Ten football, Mace, so I saw this kid
zero
playing in Michigan.
Zero chance.
He looked so –
zero
He looked so –
you didn't even see him play.
He looked so smooth and polished.
Okay, wait, I need to know something.
I couldn't believe he wasn't a first-round pick.
If we can find a clip of you saying this anywhere publicly at
this
the time.
This was like around 2000.
Do you think you said that anywhere publicly?
I was on the radio in Portland. Yeah, I was saying it up there.
And you were saying, I think the backup quarterback at Michigan.
No, he started some
what
games.
What station in Portland were you on back then? The internet is going to deliver this for us.
WBS.
I forget the call letters. It's so long ago. But WBS, you're right. Besides, it'll be KBS on the West Coast, Mace.
You're right, KBS.
But I was talking about Brady. I saw Brady play at Michigan. I wasn't saying he should have been the number one pick, but I said this kid looks like a first-round pick, but
like
nobody listened
play.
To me. Yeah, he was so smooth and polished in the pocket.
I think you've got a faulty memory.
All right,
Michael.
See, there you go. Mace, want to believe me. I knew you wouldn't believe me.
You know what the fun game is to play? Somebody goes and finds like a tweet from when somebody was
ice cold takes.
Guess what else I said a couple of years ago?
I
said should be the number two pick in the draft behind Joe Burrow?
Who?
The team that was looking for a quarterback needed a quarterback, and I said Washington should draft Justin Herbert. I said that on the air, on these airwaves. They went after Chase
That's
Young.
That's totally possible. That's
but
totally
they were like, nah, I don't know. That. This kid from Oregon, I say he's 6'5". He can run. He's got a great arm. And the so-called Washington team needed a quarterback. How do you pass? How do you miss on that?
Okay, I want to throw the – Michael, I do not believe that you successfully scouted – backup Michigan quarterback Tom Brady.
He started some games, Mace.
Somebody in Portland, please. Send us the tape.
Actually, do you believe Michael? 877-710-ESPN.
I believe Michael.
The lead scout? Did he actually proclaim on KBS in Portland that Tom Brady, backup quarterback at Michigan, is a guy you should look at?
You call him a backup like he never played. This young man played some games, played
Michael
a bunch of snaps.
Michael went to Minnesota, he probably did watch.
So every time they would play Minnesota or Ohio State, I would watch Michigan football, and I saw Brady playing. He looked so smooth. He made every throw, and this guy wasn't being considered a first-round pick. I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, Michael, I love you.
What?
I love you.
You don't believe that.
I do not believe that you scouted Tom Brady successfully.
After I showed you my great quarterback insight on Lamar Jackson, you don't believe this one?
No, I don't. He started...
You know who else I was high on to when he was in college?
Oh, God, who else?
Dak Prescott at Mississippi State.
I was high on Jim Brown. Jim Brown.
Well, you should have been. You were in Ohio those days. You should have been.
I saw him play lacrosse at Syracuse. I said, that guy can be an NFL running back.
You know who else I was high on when he was in Alabama? Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts. That boy,
he wasn't projected as a first-round pick. I was wondering, with Ireland and everybody else, why not? That young man could play. And I've been proven right so far.
Yeah.
I know my quarterbacks, man.
I know my
athletes.
Yeah, I'm just not buying on the Tom Brady. The rest of the stuff, I'll give you.
How'd you feel about Darko Milicic?
No, I didn't like him at all. Yeah, I knew he was. He had some skills, but you had a chance.
Anthony Bennett.
Yeah.
No, I didn't like him. I saw him at a UNLV. I couldn't understand what that was about either.
Michael Olowokandi.
You know what? Michael Olowokandi had skills. He just didn't was mentally.
Kwame Brown.
No, Kwame couldn't shoot.
See, Michael's right about all this stuff.
If you can't shoot, I ain't that high on you. You got to be able to shoot the ball.
Hey, while you were high on Tom Brady,
by the way,
I was high on Granddaddy Purple OG.
I was high on Luka Doncic. I was talking to Vlade about him. I said, Vlade, you got to draft this kid.
Boy, too bad you didn't get through to him.
I tried.
Yeah, the Marvin Bagley watch is on. All right. Coming up next for you, Momo, questions that women ask to check out first dates for red flags, okay?
Okay.
So these are dozens of women revealing the questions they ask to discover a red flag on a first date. That's coming up next for you. Plus, do you believe Michael Thompson? Did he successfully scout Tom Brady? 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, this is 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, what's going on? Oh, you know, I played this song for a reason, Momo. What movie do you think of when you hear this song?
Oh, good song. Ten High.
What do you think of?
What's this, that show it was on?
No, it was in a movie.
A movie, it was in okay.
A movie. It was...
I'm not good at this game.
It was the one, it's Officer and a Gentleman. Officer and a Gentleman. Which is a great date movie. The other one came out on this date. So did the one, Don't Put Baby in a Corner, Dirty Dancing.
Came out on this
date. Yeah. Two great date movies.
You know what? Dirty Dancing, that age is okay. Sometimes it's those movies, sometimes I'll watch them again. I'll go, oh, that wasn't that good. I just remember it being good. I can still watch Dirty Dancing and think it's fun.
I went back and watched Field of Dreams this last weekend.
How was that?
It was really good.
Yeah, does it age
well? I
think
it holds up perfectly. Yeah. Lindsay does not like it. Lindsay, you don't think it holds up at all, right?
I mean, I didn't like it enough to watch the whole thing, so I don't know.
It's a little corny, but I like it.
Yeah, no, it's sentimental. It's sentimental. I wouldn't call it corny. I call it sentimental.
I like Michael, Bull Durham better, but...
Did you see the Field of Dreams game?
No, I missed it.
It was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Highest rated regular season baseball game in like 10 years.
Yeah.
Since 2005.
Since 2005. There you go.
How many years is that?
Are they going to do that once every year?
People say 16. You're bad at math. Hey, there you go.
Yeah, I think
somebody on Twitter said you're bad at math.
Cubs Reds next year in the Field of Dreams game.
Yeah.
All right, so Michael, you're always interested in stuff like this.
Now, wait a minute. You're going to give this a list of red flags women look for on a date, right? Or for
correct.
A guy. Okay,
correct.
I came up with eight. Let me see if I got
okay,
them
can
right.
I tell you that I've been watching that show that Ireland is into, too, that F-Boy
Rules?
Island.
F-Boy Island, yeah.
I watched like three or four episodes. That's enough for me. But I did enjoy the three or four episodes. Then I just got busy with work.
Classy name for a show, too, F-Boy Island.
It's embarrassing. It's terrible. But, like, there is.
That's life. That's life if you're single and trying to date as a woman.
And they have a lot of good red flags that come up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, you know, the guy will be like, I'm a club promoter.
Michael,
I got a list.
Okay.
Lindsay and you don't need to be a woman to know these. You got Lindsay and Ramona. Here's what I came up with, right? What you ladies. Is a red flag for you ladies, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I got eight of them. Number one, attire, how he's dressed. Tell me if I'm wrong. Number two, how he treats the service.
That's a big one.
Oh, that's a big one.
That's a big one.
Number three, punctuality.
Yeah, it depends on how late you are.
Can't be late for a
number
date.
Number five.
Can be like 5 minutes.
Number
but
five
not.
Is chivalry, if he opens the door
that's
for you.
That's a big one for me.
Number six is self-absorption, if all he talks about is himself.
Yep.
Who would do that?
Yeah, exactly. Number seven, Lindsay, is bad hygiene.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Number eight,
a deal breaker.
Number eight is bad manners.
Like, give me an example of bad manners.
Just rude to people.
Rude, yeah.
And even to you. And number nine is bad teeth.
Yeah, that's a thing.
Oh, bad
there
teeth.
There you go, see? Yeah, now, what did I miss?
Pretty good.
So those
you'll
are
a tire. I'm okay with a tire.
Those are literally red flags, Michael. So what these are questions women use to search for red flags.
Okay. Yeah, this is like that show. Okay,
so
how do we find out who's a nice guy and who's a... You
know. Here's a question. What did you learn about yourself from your last relationship?
Ooh.
It's a tough question,
That's a tough
right?
question,
I would
yeah.
never ask somebody that
yeah.
on a first
yeah.
date.
Right, that's kind of too deep.
Yeah.
Okay. what would you do if you won the lottery?
That's a good question.
Okay,
Would you spend it all? Would you create a scholarship? Would you take a vacation? Would you donate to animal shelters?
What's the right answer for that, Lindsay and Ramona, if you ask a guy that?
They'd have to give away.
You have to take
care
of family.
Yeah, but I think.
Let's say it's $100 million. He's going to take
it. I don't know.
Oh,
I don't
my
think
God.
Everyone needs to. $100 million?
Yeah,
you definitely need to donate like half of it.
Half? Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Well, the government's going to take half anyway.
Wait a minute, guys like Ted Turner and Warren Buffett, they're leaving everything to charity.
They got 20
Bill
billion.
Gates leaving everything to charity.
No, you don't. Then that charity, you don't know where that money goes.
I know.
No. You do your own charity.
You know
set
what?
Up your own.
You can donate half of what's left after you get done spending it.
Yeah. No, you give it to your family.
Yeah, you give it to your family.
Come on.
Okay. How about
make
this
sure
one?
Your family's set up for years to come.
How about this one? So I'm thinking of getting a tattoo.
That's okay.
What is his reaction to just that?
His reaction to the woman saying that?
It's yeah, she says it tends to bring out a guy's opinion on a bunch of things.
That's a good,
and
yeah.
if he gets controlling, there's a big
well,
no.
The first thing the guy would know is where is it going to be and what tattoo of what? Because you know
correct.
What? I don't think you. I mean, let's say she wants to get an arm sleeve.
Yeah, that's.
I was going to say that.
Probably
where
not.
Where is that tattoo right. going?
Yeah.
Right? I don't know. There's a lot of guys that would like
yeah.
a girl with an arm
right.
sleeve.
Some guys,
know?
Yeah, some guys are into that.
I don't see women with sleeves. Are there a lot of women
oh, yeah,
with sleeves?
A lot of them.
Yeah, there's tons of them.
Yeah.
Okay, and here's the trickiest one.
The right answer to that question about that tattoo is
where?
Why?
Oh.
Why are you getting a tattoo? What are you
that
thinking about?
That is a good
about?
Question.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah,
all right, here's the one I really want to know, Michael. This woman, this is on Reddit. She likes to ask a man what feminism is.
Oh, that's easy. If a woman asks me that, I say it's a strong woman who believes in herself and doesn't really need a man to be successful. What's wrong with that?
Is that Momo, how does that work for you as
that's
an answer?
That's a good answer.
Yeah.
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 Yeah,
wrong
I mean,
with
there's
that.
A lot of
I'm
different
not...
answers you can give to what feminism is.
Yeah.
But it's a good revealing answer to what a guy thinks.
And if a guy
thinks
gives a lousy
women,
answer, if a guy says he hates it, I mean, he's intimidated by a strong woman. A
yeah,
strong
that's
woman's
a tough
great.
Question. That's a tough question.
Yeah, it's easy.
All right, so there you have that. Hey, Michael, since you're
she
here.
She makes more money than me, now I have to work.
You know what's fun? Like when I was first dating Nevin, I remember one of the things that we talked about, was, and this is important to me, okay, is when we go to the batting cage and I get in there and I start ripping the ball, you better think that's cool.
Of course.
Okay. If you don't think that's cool, if
who
you want to get
think
in there,
that was cool. That's cool.
Yeah, but there's some dudes who'll be like, "Oh, I'm gonna get in there, and then I gotta be better than
better
her at it." And I'm like, "I was a college softball player. You better think that's cool. Like, you don't have to outshine me on that. You know, right?" So like, that was like a big tip off for me. If a woman,
but didn't that give Nev an inferiority complex
no,
when you hit
like,
better than he did?
That's what I'm saying. He thought it was cool.
Yeah.
And I was like, "All right, that's a good man for me."
Right.
You gotta think that's cool. If you're threatened by like I had a like Mendoza had a boyfriend who.
Yeah.
He was super threatened
Jessica
by how good
Mendoza.
She was. He was really threatened by how good she was. Uh-huh. Like every time she would win something or whatever, he would like try to show off about how good he was at it. And I'm like, stop trying to be better than her at this.
Yeah.
Like you don't need to be better than her at softball.
Exactly.
She's an Olympian.
Right.
Exactly. Like, just let her be great at that.
Yeah.
And think that's cool.
Yeah, that is
so,
cool.
So Michael, you saw the Lakers schedule came out, or at least a couple of games.
Just the television schedule, right?
We know they open at Golden State.
Yeah, but the real schedule is coming out Friday.
Correct. Everything's coming out on Friday. But
all I want to know is, are we going to be able to travel again? And when do I go to Toronto and Miami? That's all I care about.
Why do you want to go to Toronto?
Cuban cigars. Can't get them.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, that's why I have to restock my cigar bar.
Do you know if you're going to travel again?
I kind of think we kind of are, yeah.
You kind of think
Ujiri
you kind of
said
are.
That. Huh? Yes, that they're going to play in Canada. I think Masai Ujiri said that today.
Well, but we want to go, guys who broadcast the games.
You guys should travel.
Yeah, I think we'll travel, Mace. We just have to wear masks, of course, but we'll travel.
I'm going
to
get you some good masks. I got some.
Are you
ones.
Afraid that they've figured out that hey, we can save the money and guys can call it off monitors?
It is my biggest fear right now, in sports or in business. Yep, that I can sit here in the studio and call the games off a monitor, and I love the games. I love doing it, but in the studio, it ain't the same.
Not the same.
I don't think it sounds the same. I think most people would agree that it's way better having you guys in person.
No question.
I love being on the road in arenas with the crowds. I love that.
Plus, so much behind the scenes with the games in here. Oh, man, it's a mess. It's a mess.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next for you, Michael, the Christmas Day game is against Brooklyn.
Ooh, baby.
A
preview of the NBA Finals.
Okay, let's get into that coming up next for you. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We got Game of Games coming up for you in about 15 minutes. It is Michael's game today. Can you give us a sneak preview, Mike?
Yes. Teams that have changed their name out of shame or marketing.
Oh,
so you guys, I'll give you to see if you guys can remember what the team's names used to be.
Okay, excellent. So the NBA schedule, at least part of it, came out this week.
All right.
The Lakers will open up at Golden State. Then they've got Phoenix at home and Christmas Day. It is the Super 3 versus the Super 3. Michael, who do you think's got the best big 3?
Oh, that's a great question. Nobody's ever asked me this now. KD, Harden, Kyrie.
Somebody had to ask you.
Versus Russell versus Westbrook, LeBron, AD.
Yes.
Who's got the best big 3 out of those three? Boy, this is tough. I said KD's the best player in the game. So you say LeBron. James Harden and Kyrie can score 50 points at any given time. AD is probably the best all-around big man in the game, along with Embiid.
Yep.
And then Russell Westbrook's a walking triple-double. I'm going to give the edge to the Lakers because mentally, they are tougher. Kyrie, you don't know what's going to happen with him.
Yeah, Kyrie's a wild card.
Yeah.
Kyrie's a wild card.
I would have said, I think the three players in Brooklyn together are better.
Mm-hmm.
They play together. We've seen how they play together. They look good in the
seven
games.
Well, they've only played
10
games.
So I have questions about how the Lakers are going to fit. But I think, and also the Lakers are older. So we're going to, that's a knock against it. But I'll still go with the Lakers because I still think LeBron.
Yeah,
LeBron's going to make people better.
I'm in wait and see mode, Michael. I'll be honest. I'm in wait and see mode. I don't know what I don't know what the fit's going to look like.
You didn't think Anthony Davis was going to fit when he first got here.
That's ridiculous. Now you're just making stuff up.
You sure?
I was all in on the AD trade from the beginning.
Oh, I know you were all in for it, but
I would have traded. No, those players fit, Michael. Those players obviously fit. LeBron and AD fit.
But you didn't automatically say it was a championship once we got AD. You said, well, I got to wait and see.
I feel like I was the guy that said... Straight to the title.
Yeah, you always do that.
It's a piece of cake, is what I said. A piece of cake.
Well,
I don't know what it's going to look. Do you know what it's going to look like when Russell Westbrook and LeBron are on the floor together? I love the fact that Russ is going to be out there when LeBron's off the floor.
Yeah.
Because now you've got a playmaker who can carry things.
They'll take
but
turns.
I don't know what it looks like when they're playing together.
You know, the days of where one guard monopolizes the ball are over with. There are no more Magic Johnsons and John Stocktons out there now. The game is all about wing players. So LeBron will have the ball in one possession, and Russell will take his turn. So it'll fluctuate back and forth.
But Westbrook led the league in usage rate last year. He needs the ball in his hands. LeBron was, when he was playing, usage rate very high. How does that work itself out, and does it?
He'll run the floor. He'll cut off the weak side. All you got to do is move when LeBron has the ball. You'll get your shot. So Russell's just not going to stand around while LeBron's running the plays.
See, I thought Frank Vogel used the word that we're going to hear multiple times this year during the press conference that introduced Russell Westbrook. He used the word sacrifice. Mm-hmm. I think guys are going to have to sacrifice
numbers
on their box score.
Yep.
They won't necessarily all be triple-doubles.
Didn't we see this happen many times before when the big three in Miami with the Warriors up there?
Yeah.
We saw this happen before, Mace. It's no big secret that somebody has to sacrifice some numbers or minutes. Big deal. That's part of the game.
And yet, Russ goes to Russ is in Oklahoma City, doesn't work with Paul George. Russ goes to Houston, doesn't work with James Harden. Russ
goes isolation to basketball, that's why.
Well, yeah, and that's the problem. That's what he plays, is isolation basketball. How does it work when he's actually playing in the flow of a game with LeBron James on the floor?
He can make an adjustment. He's a smart guy. He'll make the adjustment.
Momo, what do you think?
You know what? I think Russ is going to spend all summer watching Dwayne Wade tape and how Dwayne learned how to play off the ball with LeBron. That took a year and a half for them to learn how to play together. But they figured that out, and then they were really good together. Initially, I think they stagger their minutes a bit, just so that there's some Russ time, there's some LeBron time.
Yes, yes.
And that'll really help things along. I also think the second unit, when you put Russ and AD out there together with the second unit, they're going to play fast.
With Melo and
that's
going to
be fun.
All those guys.
Yeah. I think, well, Melo, I don't know, is he second unit? Like,
he'll be second unit. He's coming off the bench.
Yeah.
Well, wait
a minute.
Melo, you could start Melo.
I think the second
Melo
unit can be really fast.
Mm-hmm. You could start Melo.
Yeah, you could start him.
No, because how are you going to start him? Because LeBron, AD, and Marc Gasol is going to be out front.
Well, that's the problem. Yeah, Marc Gasol is the question mark. If AD starts at the five, then there's no Melo.
Well,
AD will finish a lot of games.
He'll finish a lot of games at five.
Right, and I think Melo could be part of the finishing lineup.
Oh, yeah, for sure. He's a clutch player, clutch shooter, of course. He'll be
in the
there.
End, that's what matters the most is the finishing lineup, not the starting lineup. Hey, I got something from Tim Bontemps. I want to bounce off you guys. Tim from ESPN. Jorge, I think you've got this. Talking about the Lakers, their last year's team compared to this year's team. Do you have that? No, it's not in there. Okay.
What did he say?
Anticlimactic.
What did he say? Give us the
he
gist
said,
of it.
The Lakers aren't as good as they were last year.
Oh. Why?
I don't know because I don't have the audio clip.
Oh, I don't agree with
well,
that.
Well, I think they're not as good defensively as
oh,
they were
found
last
it.
Year.
Found it. Okay, here's Tim Bontemps.
They're going to be the most fascinating team in the league this year. But if you're talking about is this going to change the Lakers' title chances, I think it's nothing. Because you look at this team, and I don't think they're better than last year's team. You know, last year's team had Anthony Davis and LeBron James and a team that had one of the best defenses in the NBA. And they had a real identity. What is the identity of this Lakers team? They have to figure out how Russell Westbrook and LeBron James are going to play together. I don't think that fit's going to be great. They've brought in all these minimum players, some of them decent signings. You know, getting guys like Wayne Ellington, Trevor Ariza. You know, Melo can come in and score for them off the bench. Kendrick Nunn was a nice mid-level signing. But it's hard to look at this Laker team and see, here's a coherent vision of how they're going to play. And I just think the fit with LeBron and Russ is going to be tough. I don't think the defense is going to be good enough. I just don't think this has raised their championship level the way that a lot of people do.
MT?
No, I don't agree with them at all. I think these guys are smart enough to make their adjustments. They will be able to defend at crunch time because these guys are all very smart, adjustable, flexible players.
But they've got lesser defenders. Would you acknowledge
that?
Yeah,
I mean, Malik Monk and Wayne Ellington. But they've got enough guys who can defend well as a team because they're smart players and they'll figure it out. He's acting like these guys can't make adjustments.
Well, they signed up for this.
Right.
I mean, Russ signed up for this. Malik Monk signed up for this. Kendrick Nunn. I mean, they had other options. All those players could have gone elsewhere.
Yep.
I'm willing to give this some time. I'm more in wait-and-see mode. I see the vision for how they're going to play, which is to have a secondary elite playmaker besides LeBron, which takes a lot of pressure off him because he's going to be 37
That's
in
right.
December.
Yep.
37.
Yep.
And he's still really good, but I feel a whole lot better about a 37-year-old LeBron when you have Russell Westbrook to take over if he needs some extra help.
And I hope they sign Isaiah Thomas. I like Isaiah.
Yeah.
He's a tough little guy.
Momo, are they going to sign Isaiah Thomas?
You know what? Initially, I thought, nah, that didn't go well with them in Cleveland. But lately, I've been hearing that LeBron's on board with that idea.
Yeah.
If that's where they go, they worked him out. He looked good. Mm-hmm. When he was with the Lakers the last time, they really liked him.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he was a really good mentor to the young players on the team. So
if
LeBron signs off on this and they've patched things up after how that went in Cleveland, then I think that's a
be
good sign.
Be fun having him on the roster. I'll
but
tell you what,
is that instead of Jared Dudley? Because I like JD.
Oh, yeah.
Dudley could join the coaching staff.
Yeah, Dudley is anyway. Basically a coach, yeah, isn't
in
he?
A way, right. Yeah. It's like Haslam.
Yeah, it's like Haslam. Yeah. Talk about a racket he's got going on, huh?
Yeah, well, hey, how many years is that? 21 years,
he basically
years,
is a coach the last 6 years, but a coach in uniform, so he keeps
he
making 2
million.
He played
4 minutes last year?
4 minutes?
Right, in baseball we used to have player coaches
Frank Vogel
all the
play.
Time. He's a player coach.
Exactly.
He's a player coach.
Yeah.
He's valuable.
And instead of retiring and collecting a $400,000 coaching salary, he says, I'll just be a player coach and make $2.6 million.
Yeah, good for him. Good for him. What a racket. Yeah. What a racket.
19 years.
So he might all as well right. go for 20. Do it again next year.
All right, coming up next for you, Game of Games. Ooh. Michael has the game today.
Michael
it
games.
Is Michael's game. That is coming up next for you, Mason in Ireland, 7:10.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
ESPN. It is Game of Games time, and right now in the month of August, I have won 4 times. Woo woo! Jorge has won 4 times. Lindsay twice. Momo twice. And Ireland yet to scratch. Now, in fairness to John, he's been on vacation.
Hey, details.
And he also has had a free agency hiatus where he couldn't come on the air. So he's hasn't had a lot of shows.
Best ability is availability.
Availability, exactly. Yeah. Well, I will not have that next week. So in the meantime, Michael Thompson has got the game today. And Michael, describe the game.
The name is in the game. The game is the name. Teams that, like Mason, have changed their name out of shame and or marketing.
All right.
Right, Mashofsky.
Steve Mashonsky III.
Now,
there were
two
of them before me,
Dang.
Michael.
Okay, the Indians have changed their names, so let's find out who knows about other names in sports that have been changed.
Kay.
Speaking of names, buzz in with yours if you know the answer.
All right.
Ready, Lindsay?
I'm ready.
This team, once known as the Bullets, is now known as...
Momo.
Lindsay.
Momo.
The Wizards.
Yes. The Tennessee Titans used to be...
Mason. The Houston Oilers.
Right. Los Angeles Angels.
Mason. The Anaheim Angels.
Jorge.
The Los Angeles Angels had 2 previous names. Jorge.
The California Angels.
California
Angels, right?
And
the Angels of Anaheim.
Oh, Anaheim Angels, right.
Anaheim Angels.
So Mason jumped the gun there.
I jumped the gun. I didn't get the second one.
The Tampa Bay Rays nickname used to be...
Momo. Devil Rays.
Right.
Oh, good.
They used to be Hornets, and now they're...
Momo.
Momo.
They used to be Hornets, and now they are...
Lindsay.
Wait, I thought I was...
You were stalling.
Well, you
were stalling. You were stalling so I could think of it.
You were stumbling.
Pelicans.
There you go, Lindsay. Before they were the Hornets, they were...
Jorge. The Bobcats.
Yes. The Colt 45s became, or are now, which baseball team?
Lindsay. Oh, wait, never mind.
Which base? The Colt 45s became or are now
Mason. The White Sox.
The Colt 45s became or are now which baseball team?
I think they are the Washington Nationals.
Nope. Jorge?
I don't know.
The Astros.
I didn't know that one.
They're the Astros. They used to be the Colt 45s. This world-famous franchise was once known as the Highlanders and then the Americans. This world-famous franchise was once known as the Highlanders, and then the Americans changed their name in 1913.
Mason.
That was a long time ago.
The Yankees.
Yes.
Wow.
Google.
That was good.
That was not good. Google. That was not Google. Let's have a score check here.
Score
I've got
check.
Momo 3, me 2, Jorge, are you 2 or 3?
2.
2. And Lindsay, you're...
One.
Okay, one.
The New York Jets changed the Jets from what name in 1963? The New York Jets used to be known as...
I see those big lashes, Momo. Now I see those lashes going up.
3, 2, 1, the Titans.
Did not know.
Okay, didn't know that.
When the Lakers moved from Detroit to Minneapolis.
Mason.
3, 2-1.
No, I don't.
When the Lakers
the
moved from Detroit to Minneapolis, they left their old nickname behind in Detroit. What was the Lakers' nickname in Detroit? It rhymes with hems.
Oh, Momo. Jorge. Momo. Momo. Renz.
No.
Jams. Jorge, Jams.
Jorge. No. Who? Would you say Jorge?
Jams.
Jams, right. Yeah. Jams.
Oh. Jorge on the three now.
Oh, I was thinking about
to
the
help out
Renz.
My girl, Lindsay.
Okay.
Only she can answer this question. Okay. For 5 points, Lindsay, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Lindsay? If she knows this, for 5 bonus points, why are the Lakers nicknamed the Lakers?
I don't know.
Oh, come on, Lynn.
Oh, Lindsay,
all right,
no.
For 3 points, Momo can
Momo.
Win.
Momo, because they came from Minneapolis, which is the land of 1,000 lakes.
Nope, that's not it. Jorge.
Oh, really?
Why are the Lakers nicknamed the Lakers?
There's lakes. There were lakes around there?
Yeah,
I don't know.
That's not it. Mason, I told you this before. You should know it.
It's
Ireland knows it if he was here.
It's the name of a
ship
that goes on Lake Superior.
The cargo ships that run that work the lakes are called Lakers.
Okay.
Got that.
Before,
did I get any bonus points or no?
No, just
anybody
got a point.
Else was getting bonus
just got
points?
A point. You're not a girl.
Okay. It's Mason 3, Momo 3, Jorge 3, Lindsay 1. That's not sexist. Okay,
no,
go ahead.
You know, I like Lindsay. Before the Chiefs were the Chiefs, they were known as in Dallas. Before the Chiefs were the Chiefs, what were their names in Dallas?
I don't know.
Anybody?
Nope.
The Texans.
Oh.
The Texans.
Okay.
Before the Redskins were the Redskins, they were in Boston and were called?
Mason. The Braves.
Yes.
Oh.
The Sacramento Kings used to be called?
Wow.
3, 2,
nope.
1. The Royals.
Oh, the Royals. Royals. I should have known that.
The Chicago Bears originated in Decatur, Illinois in 1920. What was the Bears' original name? Think of a basketball coach in the WNBA.
Okay.
Don
Mason.
Momo. Mason. Lindsay. Don.
I know it. Momo.
We know it.
Momo, what is it?
Staley.
Staley. That's right. The Staley's. The Clippers' nickname used to be what?
Oh.
Mason.
The.
I know it. If you don't know
crap,
it.
Crap. I don't know.
I know. Momo. They were the Buffalo Braves.
Yes. The
Momo
Bruce.
With 5 now.
Woo!
Me with 4.
Jorge
with 3. Lindsay with 1.
When the Milwaukee Brewers were in Seattle, they were known as?
Mason. The Pilots.
Yes.
Oh, good, Mace. Good.
When the Dallas North Stars. Oh, I just blew it.
That's
it
anyway.
Mason.
The North Stars.
But no, when the Dallas Stars moved to Dallas, what part of their nickname did they drop?
Oh, the North. Yeah, okay. That's okay.
Give me the 2 nicknames on this question.
Okay.
Once known for its booms, the nickname still represents loud noises.
Lindsay. The Supersonics.
And?
Seattle Supersonics.
And what's the other nickname they have now?
Oh, the, Jorge.
Supersonics and Thunder.
Thunder.
Yeah.
There you
Thunder.
Go.
Thunder.
This prestigious university, once known as the Indians, is now
Momo. Stanford.
Yes, the Cardinals.
I got to get that
Momo
one.
Takes the lead.
You see how excited I got? I was like flailing.
Yeah. Located on the East Coast, this famous college basketball program changed its name from the Red Men to
Mason. The St. John's. Crap! I can't.
That's not know.
Crap!
To.
Crap is not their nickname. Even though they play like it, Mason.
It is St. John's,
right? But Jorge, Lindsay,
nothing.
Momo.
Oh, is it the Red Storm?
Yep, the Red Storm.
Yeah.
Should I give it to Mason?
Yeah, give it to him. Give it. Right. He had it.
In 1934, this current NFL team used to be known as the Spartans. This current NFL team in the NFC, in the North, used to be known as the Spartans.
Momo.
Mason. Momo.
Vikings.
No.
Mason. Lions.
Yes. No, Lions.
One of the two.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
The Steelers changed their name to the Steelers from what nickname?
Mason. The Steagles.
Nope.
No.
They were. Wait a minute. No, don't laugh. That during World War II, they combined the Eagles and the Steelers.
Yeah,
wow.
But that's before that, before that, they were known as think baseball, Pittsburgh.
Oh, Pirates.
Yes.
Hey, do I get
Momo.
A point?
Yes,
it's
you got 7
that.
To 7.
Woo!
Jorge with 4.
This is thrilling.
Lindsay with 1. It is a thrilling finish. I'm nervous.
I can't even believe that's true. The Steagles. That's real.
Yeah, the Steagles is a true story. Yeah.
Okay. All right. This so somebody's tied.
Yeah, Momo and
Mason 7, Momo 7.
Woo! All right, here we go.
Let's go.
Eastern Conference NBA team.
Okay.
Think Eastern Conference. Current Eastern Conference NBA team started out as the Chicago Packers, then the Chicago Zephyrs, Eastern Conference team. Think.
Oh, Momo.
Momo.
Indiana Pacers.
Nope.
Oh, shoot.
Mason, you need a hint?
Conference team. Sure. I'll take
Eastern Conference. Far east, right on the eastern coast.
I think I know it now.
Mason?
If he misses, can I go again?
Yes. If he goes, if he doesn't get it, go again.
The Celtics?
Nope. Who is it? Who is it, Momo? You guys got to come up with
it. The Philadelphia 76ers?
Nope. Oh. Eastern Conference, East Coast team. East Coast. Mason, go ahead. Take your pick. East Coast.
New York.
Nope.
Atlanta Hawks.
Momo, think Russell Westbrook.
Oh, Wizards.
Yes.
Okay. I don't know if I get a point for that, but okay. That's so it. We had 12 guesses.
Yeah. Because somebody
had
to win.
Many guesses there.
So Momo wins.
Okay,
Momo
I'll
wins.
Take it.
That was the win.
I'll take it. Yeah. I'll take it.
Yeah, you guys all were right. Tied. That was the last
one. You don't have
one.
Any extra one? You don't have a bonus one? I feel kind of bad. I feel kind of cheap winning on that one. So let's take 12
guesses. No, take the win. Right, okay. You don't win very much here.
All right.
So the score now in the month of August, it's a barn burner. Mason 4, Jorge 4, Momo 3, ooh. Lindsay 2, and again, Ireland yet to scratch.
I'm going to be on all next week, and the week after that, wow. I might win.
Yeah.
What do I get?
Did you know what's our out time here, Jorge? I don't know if I have time to get into
52.
This.
You got a minute and
52,
a half.
52, okay.
Yeah.
Did you know that Kyle Kuzma paints?
No.
Is he any
yeah,
good?
He says he collects a lot of art, but he's always been someone that draws and does creative things on
Lie
paper.
Of the day.
I got into painting about a year
Lie
and a half
day.
Ago. It became an outlet. I'm pretty private about my paintings and don't show them to a lot of people, but it's something I'm passionate about.
Okay.
Did you know that?
I didn't know that, but I feel like you haven't asked us what the lie of the day is yet. Maybe
and you know what? It's
in.
Because I forgot to lie.
Damn. Is Kuzma better than Picasso? Because those paintings by him, anybody can do
that's
those.
Why I was like, oh, he's just slipping one in.
No.
He's,
it's
he
true.
Can still do that, it. Huh?
No, he is really a painter. Really is a painter.
I can believe that.
Yeah, Picasso's. Yeah, cool. Yeah, what is the? You guys are in a painting art. What is the big deal about Picasso's paintings?
Oh my gosh.
They look like anybody could do it. Looks like. What's your son's name?
Daniel.
He's like Daniel Good. I don't get that. Monet, Rembrandt. I
oh,
get the
16th. Speaking of tonight, I'm going to that Van Gogh exhibit.
Oh, that's cool.
See, now that's awesome. Really cool.
Yeah.
I mean, I could do what Picasso does.
Yeah. All right, Michael, as always, awesome having you hang out.
I'll be back next week.
Jackson Pollock, okay, you can say that. Jackson Pollock just threw some paint at the wall.
Yeah, that too.
Tomorrow, Momo will be back for Mason and Ireland.
Do I get to come back? Am I doing okay?
You're back tomorrow.
All right.
And coming up next for you, I'm guessing it's Cap and Clinton?
Sedano and Cap.
Sedano's back today. Excellent. Stay tuned. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.